It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. We welcome you to what's going to be a beautiful day. I know it's a little cloudy and a little wet outside right now, but it should be clearing up and we won't see any of this mess again until next Tuesday. We welcome our mayor, as we do each and every Thursday morning, in to tell us about, first of all, his bracket and the tournament and how his bracket is doing, and then we'll talk about other important stuff. Mayor Bob Whalen, welcome, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
I'm good, Ed. My black bracket was blown on day one when Arizona got upset by Princeton. So the beauty of that is then you can just sit back and enjoy the tournament. You know, so it's been fun.
Right, and it is, isn't it? Even if the teams you choose to go all the way to the Final Four, even if they don't make it, it becomes something really cool to cheer for the underdog for me.
Well, I love cheering for the underdog. You know, the Fairleigh Dickinson, right, beat the 16 seed, beat Kansas, right. And yeah, some really good games, which is what that tournament always brings. Yeah. I think that's what people enjoy most.
Agreed. And at this point, for me, at the Sweet 16, whether you're a number nine seed like Florida Atlantic is, or whether you're a one seed, there's really, to me now at the Sweet 16, there's no difference among these teams. It's just too close to call each and every game.
Yeah, it's all going to depend on who shows up that night, who gets hot, right?
Right.
What momentum swings. But it's going to be fun. It starts tonight, this afternoon.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. And on a personal note, by the way, between you and I did pick Princeton to beat Arizona that opening night. I just felt it in my bones, man.
Well, you know, I'm a little embarrassed as an Ivy League guy. I didn't go with the team, you know. But listen, I'm so old, I remember when University of Pennsylvania went to the Final Four in the 70s, I think the only time the Ivy League made it to the Final Four. So
you know what? They had an amazing ability, and that was, I think, 75, 70, to stop the run. No one could run there. Yeah, you couldn't get fast break points on the University of Penn back then. All right, right on. I'm stoked that you're into it. I'm stoked that you're involved. And sorry about Arizona. So on a couple of things about Tuesday night, and first of all, you sound substantially better than you did. I'm glad are you feeling better?
I am feeling better, yeah. As I mentioned at the meeting, you know, I tested negative before the meeting, tested negative yesterday. So, yeah, I'm past it. A little bit of residual drip here, but, you know, feeling good. Thank you.
Okay, good. One of the things that caught my attention was that our city manager, Sheree Dupuy, she requested that the item number 6 be pulled from the agenda so that staff have more time to add clarifying language and provide a really in-depth presentation at the April 4th city council meeting. And my understanding is it's going to be the only item. And people just lost their minds. I came to talk about it tonight, and it seemed for the very first time, really, for me, that it tested your well-famous patience. Did it?
Yeah, it did a little bit. I mean, we pulled it off the agenda for good reason, and we pulled it off because we got some great input from members of the public, you know, between 2 weeks ago when we had the first reading and now. I had some extended conversations with Mark Weiner, the community development director, about, you know, some of the questions that were raised and analysis and changes we could make. And in the end, we decided, look, this is a really complex issue. Let's just take it off the agenda tonight. Work on some of these comments, to think about it, incorporate some of the thoughts, and we'll bring it back April 4th and we'll spend 2 hours talking about it, you know, or two or three hours talking about it. It's the only thing on the agenda. So that worked out nicely. You know, people said, I want to talk tonight. You can't pull it off the agenda. That's not right. You know, so of course we can, and we could have.
Right.
But in the end, I just decided, all right, if you're so excited to speak to us tonight, and I know you'll speak to us again April 4th, speak to us tonight. So we had, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 speakers who spoke to us that evening.
You have an incredible sense of patience. And that's, I say it over and over again, I could not sit on that dais. You have an incredible sense of patience. And I applaud you for it. You did something really important in the last, several days. You met with Caltrans's District 12 director. And you found that they are open and forthcoming about potential road improvements and possibly the use of cameras. What are we looking at specifically, and how soon?
Yeah, I was very pleased. Ryan Chamberlain, who's the District 12 director, he's got big staff. He didn't just shun us off to staff. He led the meeting. He had one of his chief assistants there. Basically he said, look, this is not the Caltrans of 20 years ago and all we care about was pavement and, expanding roadways. The safety is number one for us. We really want to work on this with you guys. But as he said, there may be some physical improvements. It's not just physical improvements. One of the most interesting concepts he threw out to me was, maybe you'd consider being a pilot program for a video enforcement, program where you'd actually have some cameras at some key intersections or other locations, and you can't ticket them. I guess state law won't let you ticket them by video, but you get a nice little note in the mail that says, Ed, we noticed you were going 45 miles an hour, through the downtown. That's a 30 mile an hour zone. This is a warning. Slow down. So we may look at something like that. Physical improvements are still possible. We raised one of the comments that had been brought up at one of our meetings was, with the crosswalks, instead of them flashing yellow, should they flash red? They said, we're open to that. Other crosswalks that, might need signalization, we could look at that. Speed throughout the corridor, is there something we can do with speed limits that we haven't done previously? So in the end, our staff and their staff agreed that they will, sit down, brainstorm some things, and then, ultimately we'll be looking to get an item back to council.
Fantastic. That's great news to hear, and thank you very much for staying on that, and please do keep us in touch as to how that moves along, as it moves along. Thank you. That's very, very cool to know. So there's an application to the Transportation Authority for local transportation funds, and it's a little over $1 million. It's $1,500,000, about $1.5 million from the local transportation fund to file amendments as necessary. What is that money earmarked for?
Yeah, we get this every year. There's money that comes from OCTA to all the cities, not just Laguna Beach. And it goes into our road improvement program. I think some of it, a good chunk of it, maybe goes into our, the slurry seal program. We can do a different part of town each year. Other road improvements that we have to make. I don't have a specific list in mind, but it basically goes into local roads.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And we also declared a local emergency caused by the winter storms and requested state and federal aid and asking for them to authorize emergencies, order, rules, and regulations. I noticed there was no request for funds. Can we also request funds maybe to help shore up the erosion areas?
Well, what this allows us to do is it's actually a reimbursement. So it's through FEMA. And our staff does a really good job of, tracking expenses that we incur and responding to storms. Really, this relates to the storms this winter.
Right.
And, whether you're overtime on your crews out there dealing with, down trees or, flooding the canyon or whatever. And you can then apply to be reimbursed for all of those expenses that were storm related. And for better or for worse, we've got a lot of experience in Laguna about tracking these kind of expenditures,
right,
related to disasters. So we'll get reimbursement. I don't know how much the city manager thought it might be, $200,000 to $300,000 that we've incurred so far since January 1. So we'll put all that together and look to get a check back from from FEMA.
Okay, and you had mentioned, I just want to stay on the erosion for just a moment. You had mentioned that in taking a walk, you had noticed some erosion somewhere here in the city. Where and what did you notice?
Yeah, the gazebo in Heisler Park, just on off the edge of it, looks like there's some erosion at one corner that is some sloughing of the soil there. And if you go down below, you can see some that came off the cliff, so... We've been very fortunate through the winter storms, really. It's not been anything like I feared it could be. But there are little areas like that, and we're going to have to inspect them and see, you know, see what we need to do. I know we lost a big eucalyptus tree yesterday or the day before, I think, up on Bluebird. So, you know, there have been a few incidents of major trees down and a little bit of minor flooding. But, you know, just really, I think we just came through it, knock on wood, you know, a lot better than we could have.
Right. Agreed. Agreed. And I think the item that everyone was waiting on was the release of the body cam footage. And you, I've made my opinion clear on this. But the council voted 3-2 to release the body cam footage. And then you had mentioned that you saw the footage itself. What did you see on the body cam footage?
Yeah, I think all the council members had an opportunity to go view it. That was, as I explained at the meeting the other night, that was part of the process that took some time to work through with the lawyers. How do we figure out how to get all the council members the right to review this while still maintaining the exemption, you know, or if we wanted to maintain the exemption in the end? The council voted 3-2, as you said, to release the video. What I saw was exactly what the city manager had relayed to us earlier, that she was picked up on the body camera just before 9:09. And that corresponds to her earlier statement that, you know, and phone records that were previously released, that she made a very short 3-second call at 9:08 and a call at 9:09 that lasted about 13 or 14 seconds. So it confirmed what some of the parties requesting the documents had said they needed to confirm, which was, when did the body cam start? Was it consistent with the phone records? Answer, yes, it was. I saw the officer pull up next to her. She pulled over, made a right-hand turn onto Anita, I believe it was, and sat there in the car. Officer approached. She rolled her window down, and officer said, you know, you were on the phone, and she said, yes, I was. I was on the phone with Chief Calvert. Mm-hmm. Then he asked her for her license registration. She gave him the license registration. He went back to his motorcycle and, you know, checked out the license plate and the usual stuff you do in a stop, right? Check out the license plate and the driver's license and the registration. And then he made a call, which again was, he made a call to the chief and, you know, asked if he'd been on the, he said, you know, she said you were on the phone with the chief, and he said, can't hear what the chief says, and then he says, well, then she's lying then, so she's going to get a ticket. So he goes back up and hands her the ticket, explains the ticket to her. She's very polite. He asks her if she wants a copy of the ticket, and she says, no, thank you. And he says, and then that was the end of the exchange, really. Okay. So it was all very polite and, you know, and acted appropriately.
And even though this more than likely will put this to bed, thank God, finally, I have been making the point that I understand if it's a case of a motorist being beaten by police or that kind of thing happening, that yes, I absolutely want to see the body cam footage. Does this set a bad precedent in now that any Karen out there that gets some kind of, can go, oh, let's look at the body cam footage. Does this set a bad precedent?
Well, you know, that was one of my concerns, that it is setting a precedent, that it's a routine traffic stop. You know, why do you want to release this? You know, one of the other council members made the case that, no, it's not a precedent. It's unique because it's the city manager. You know, I hope this is a one-off, and we don't, you know, we're not looking at doing this for routine traffic. The council's not looking at doing this for routine traffic stops again, but, you know, at least for other city employees, you know, what if it's another city employee? Oh, we need to see that footage because it was, you know, right. pick the position. And it was the city clerk, and we need to know if the city clerk is truthful and honest. You know, we need to, you go down the line, right? And can make the same argument for a lot of city employees. And I just don't think it was a good precedent. As I said, my point was, I don't think the video provides any additional information that wasn't already out there and known. The only thing that needed to be confirmed was the time. All the council members saw the time. Nobody disagreed that the time was, what it was, which was just before 9:09. So, yeah, I know. As I said the other night, the world will go on. But, I didn't think it was the right decision. But 3-2, and we can go by a majority, and that's what we live with. Right. So we'll move from here.
All right. Hopefully it is put to bed. So before I let you go, of the 16 teams left, are you leaning toward anyone, or is there anyone that you're thinking, all right, this team is going all the way? I'm thinking Michigan State for me.
I'd like to think UCLA, but I don't know if they're healthy enough to do that.
Right.
I'm rooting for them. My daughter went there, so okay. I'm rooting for them.
All right, a little family involvement there. Well, good. Good luck to you. As always, we thank you for taking the time with us today. Enjoy the games this afternoon, and continued good recovery for you, Mayor Bob Whalen.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well, sir. 8:20 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.